6B. Vocabulary. Exercise 6, page 88. Kate.
I suppose it all started when I was 4 or 5 years old. At a shopping mall, I let go of my mum's hand and got separated. All I could see were people's legs. I remember running around, trying to push through them all, screaming and crying. It was only a few minutes before my mum found me again, but I've never got over it. To this day, I can't go to rock concerts or sports matches or anything like that.
Laura.
I don't know where my phobia comes from, but I do know that it makes my life very limited indeed. I just have to think about one of them, with all their legs and their eyes, and I feel dizzy and want to be sick. I'm afraid of going outside, into forests, and in long grass, because that's where they live. Instead, I sit in my room and spray chemicals everywhere, so they can't come near me. It's ridiculous, I know, but I can't help it.
Mark.
I had a great job offer from this company, but even before I got to the interview, I knew I was never going to accept it. The offices were on the 15th floor of the building. I managed to get in the lift, but couldn't get past the 5th floor and had to go down again. There was no way I could work, knowing that I was so far above the ground. I was ashamed even to call and explain why I missed the interview.
Bob.
My phobia nearly killed me. I was very sick, but I couldn't bring myself to go to the doctor. I thought he would need to do a test, perhaps with a needle, or maybe a knife. And even if he didn't, I thought I might see that happening to someone else. So, I stayed at home and hoped I'd get better. But I got much worse. Luckily, my friend took me to hospital. I was still terrified, but too weak to resist.